May 18, 2016 is the Watt for Pedro show.
I'm a Santa with a sack. Get away and leave no track. What I do has a long tradition. Lot of accusations, very few convictions. Bitter like a Jew, well I'm clever and I'm cool. Locking many doors, mirrors on the floor. Everything I want, but I'm always one more. Name of my games, act like I'm half insane. A runaway train, trying to explain existential pain that fills up my brain. Rattling from nation to nation, giving into each and every temptation. Super glam, that's what I am. Super glam, that's what I am. Silver tights look good under colored lights. I'm thinking that I might treat you right. Gonna find an undiscovered appetite. Hey, young dudes with your red wine and Quaaludes, You're beautiful and rude and in the mood. I gotta say, I really like your attitude.
Rather than donation, donation. Given into each and every temptation. Superglam, that's what I am. Superglam, that's what I am. Superglam, that's what I am. Superglam, that's what I am.
With a sack, get away, coming back. What I do has a long tradition, a lot of accusations, very few convictions. Feel like a Jew when I'm living in blue, like a mini gold, mirrors on the floor. Everything I want, but I'm always one more. Rattling from nation to nation, gathering into each and every little temptation. Superglam, that's what I am. 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 That's what I am.
Watford Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Howdy.
Happy Friday.
Heck yeah. I don't
remember when we last did a Friday.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Show. And in fact, it's been a little while. You had your big trip, but you came back sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had too much fun.
Let's see.
These have been some local ones. I went Palm Springs just to go get some heat because I'm just tired of this little 60-degree stuff we've been getting. And then went down to San Diego for a bit, took the test loop down.
Getting
chauffeured, and then took the train home.
But that's where you got sick with San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's tough shaking to linger. But definitely back in action.
When was your last boat trip?
That was like
a while ago?
Christmas time, I think.
Okay, yeah, 5 months ago. I'm an idiot.
I'm looking for a boat. Okay. And then I got the big, I'm going to Croatia. Venice. I'll be gone most of July. So we're going to go to Venice and Florence, and then my cousins. That's the primer. Then we got the 100-foot yacht.
Where do you fly in?
We're going to fly into Venice.
Okay.
And then take a train down. Nearby.
Because Venice, actually, Brother Matt, is a lagoon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got room for a flight.
Yeah, we catch the boat instead of the taxi.
Right. Well, there is a causeway.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. In fact, the cruise ship things.
They're kind of messing it up. Getting pissed at them.
Man, you can't take a lame picture in the lagoon. It's just beautiful. The trip is people live there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got to deal with all these
imagine
touristas.
Imagine living there and having dudes like in your hallway, doorway, you know, just
that's got to get old. Trampling.
I was there more than 10 years ago, but I got to spend 3-4 days, and it was incredible. St. Mark's Square, the whole trip. Peggy Guggenheim's pad. She had it turned into a museum when she left it. And you got to go there, man. She's got some incredible She's got a couch there where you can sit in front of a Jackson Pollock.
Oh, wow.
Right there in the on the canal.
Cool. So I'll be there for like 3 days, so I'll be okay. able to hit that
and
up.
And the other one? Florence.
Then hit Siena.
It's not next to the water, brother.
Right, right. A little inland there.
Right, a little inland. But, man, that's a real righteous place, too. You got to see the Domo and some trippy museums. I think they got somebody's finger. Maybe Leonardo's or somebody's in a jar. And there's a lot of trippy things to see in Florence.
Trippy.
And also good chow. They're there, like, into the Italian barbecue, with the charcoal grill, the meat. It's... They say their sea's funny, too, I'm told. And then after that, what, you go to Zagreb?
Then we go down to Dubrovnik, and we get on this 100-foot yacht that's chartered.
You're going to take a ferry? No, a yacht.
We're going to go to Rome and fly over because it's cheaper. And then we get on this 100-foot yacht that my cousin's chartered. Rome to Dubrovnik, I think.
Dubrovnik.
And then we get on this, we'll be in Dubrovnik for a few days.
Yeah,
and then get on this.
I heard there's gigs there now.
Oh, cool.
Split too, of course.
Yeah, so we go to Dubrovnik to Split on a week on this yacht.
Do you get to go to Comesia?
We stop in a bunch of little spots. Yeah, a bunch of little spots.
You can go to the island, right? Because a lot of Pedro's from there.
Yeah, yes,
I don't know if your people were.
Well, we're going to go up. Some of my cousins, their people are from some of these islands, so we're going to go, and there's big feasts lined up for us.
This is kind of a big one, and it's kind of further out.
Yeah, I think we go Brach.
It was hard to get there. You needed a permit because I was told it was a kind of part of their security.
Oh.
Like a base.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that's why the Italians were there in the Second War.
Mm. So then we go cruise up to Split. We get in a car, go to those lakes, Plivica or whatever,
then
a couple hours north of there to Cerquenica. That's where my grandfather's from, and we'll hang out there for a week.
What was it, Istria?
It's like northern Croatia, kind of.
But it wasn't by the water.
Right on the water, yeah.
Okay, call that part Istria.
Oh.
Yeah, and Slovenia's right there, and Italy's right there.
Mm. Yeah, Trieste.
In fact, Pete Mazich, his ma was Rijeka.
Mm.
Which is a town right? That's not Istria. It's a little right next to it.
Uh-huh.
But it was used to be called Fume because it means river. It changes hands.
Oh, so cool!
A big mix of people there.
Yeah,
it's
changed hands
a few
times,
in that area. So I think you're going to dig it. In July might be a little sweaty, but still might be nice too.
Yeah, it'd be sweet jumping in the Adriatic. That was the name of my grandfather's boat when he was here in Pedro.
Man, that is an intensely blue sea. It's really protected. Mm-hmm. Italy, Croatia, and a little bit of Slovenia. But it's three sides land. So it's this really protected water. It's beautiful. Last year, remember, I went to that wedding in Bari.
Oh, right, right.
In the heel part of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the west side. Be on the east side.
Cool, yeah, I'm excited. I've never been to Europe yet. I've been to
Asia,
South America 5 times.
The homeland.
Yeah.
Well, them plant pads are closer, so maybe in a way.
Yeah.
Don't mind before it's time. Look, we started the show off with Stairway to the Stars, John Coltrane with Milt Jackson, and then those Trendy, which has Tony Kim and Tony 19.
The late great, sadly.
Yeah. Got to see him last Monday.
That's heavy. That's great that you got to spend that time with him.
It was difficult, but man, if I would have even hesitated, I wouldn't have had a chance. His brother Chip wrote me when we were up in Edmonton for those gigs, and it was really an echo of like the last time with my pop. Isn't that trippy?
Yeah, like a great honor to get to spend some final moments after the end of a whole long life.
Yeah. All his life, all his time with me, he was always a hero, inspiration, bass man, singer in the punk trio, and kind of wanted to grow up to be him. And he always made time for me, always talked with me, always kind with me. Incredible. And then remember we had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
People, I'm going to put up, I think it was almost 10 years ago we did it, 2008 or 2009, and I'll put up a link so you can listen to it because it was an extra long show. He talked a lot about his stuff all the way through. Him and his brother doing music from Dills to Cowboy Nation, and Los Trendy. In between there, Rank and File, Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fire was actually got to do Blackbird gigs and covered a couple of their tunes.
Bitchin'.
changed him. The big train.
That's yeah, yeah. Can, oh, wow.
Incredible guy. So, that was, it was rough on me. But we lost somebody else, too. Just had on the show when you got sick. I did a Skype show last week with Reg Bluer.
Mm.
Her husband, Glenn Branca.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He put on those mega shows. Yeah, yeah.
13.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 years ago at the Disney. Well, yeah, the day after.
Wow.
Actually, he makes a mistake. He hits a button, and while she's talking with me, the music came on, and Glenn. And I didn't know he was sick or anything.
Oh, man.
I would have said, shut up. I was talking. She has a new record.
Those are mega shows that he did.
Oh, incredible. And also his music so influential on the people like Sonic Youth and, you know, along with Reese Chatham. And just incredible. So let's play something here. I got this. It's called, it's got a funny title. Lesson number one for electric guitar.
Cool.
song's called Jeff Price, old friend of mine.
escalation, exaggeration. Terrible blunders, it's apprehension, it's a proclamation.
עברנו דרך האין גדר, צעדנו בטור כמו דוגמנים על מסלול תצוגה באירופה. המצלמות תקתקו מכל עבר. We're going to win, אמר מישהו למיקרופון. We're going to fuck מזבלה, ומישהו אחר הרים את הרובה עד לחזה, מזדקף ונעץ מבט מוקשה באוכל. היו חיוכים, היה חם. מישהו ניגש אליי מאחור, נדמה לי שניר, אבל אני לא בטוח, ואמר, בעצירה הראשונה תשתה הרבה מים ותוריד ממני משקל מהגב. נהנתי לחיוב וחייכתי לצלם שנותר מאחור.
Watford Pedro Show started off with lesson number one for electric guitar, Glenn Branca. Branca, I should say. Correct. Incredible cat. Didn't know he was on the there in the room when we were talking with Reg Bloor last show. And so in a way, I got to say bye.
Yeah.
But with tone even better. Yeah, I got to tell him I loved him. It was great. You know. But it is hard.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Watt.
Yeah,
it's you, it's good to let
just
people know. You never know when the time's up.
Then we heard over he's something brand new out of Italy. That's Sarah with Dagger Moth and the French guy, Felipe.
Sarah.
Tee. Yeah. She you know, she might be coming to SoCal to try to do some gigs.
Really cool.
She told me. And that's the Philippe Petit remix. Negative Example, Bucky Pope there. And Madison, he might be thinking about coming to SoCal for a visit.
She's going
to
be here around birthday time? Hook her up.
I don't know when it is. I think it might be in the next couple of months, this summer. This coming, you might be in Croatia. Jeff Price, a live TV broadcast. Anthems of the Void. I can't remember. What's his name? Brandon? Brad? He has a band called Ohm Slice. This is his new adventure. Then Zero Debt Reason out of Perth. Lucy Leave out of England. Ammonia Man. For the South out of Tel Aviv. We passed through Dewey Decibel System. Brand new. Their dad. It's Melvis with the dance record out of Cleveland.
That's like a forgotten language, Dewey Decibel System, huh?
Yeah.
People don't
this
really
is
go
to Duo Decibel.
Oh, Duo Decibel.
It's a play on that. Uh-huh. Yeah, people, that was a way of organizing library books. Mm-hmm. When the cards, you actually had to go find the fucking book after finding the card. And then this is Afternoon Freak by Afternoon Freak. This is a proj people I did with the drummer man Danny Frankel, organized by a keyboard cat.
Joshua Tree guy, huh? Is he, he was
Ridgely
here. He
DC.
Was here. He was here 10 years ago or so.
Jupiter, he had a solo record, and all the titles had Jupiter in them.
Mm.
And he played toured with Lou Reed, and he's been with a lot of cats. Mm. And sweetest guy. Got put in the studio with him and this cat, keyboard man, Northeast, much younger than us, Matt Motel. Chris Schlarb in Long Beach kind of connected it at Big Ego Studio, and... Yeah, Afternoon Freak. I think Danny named it because we came in the afternoon, we did now.
Huh.
So it was like kind of a freak.
Mm-hmm.
And now, June 15 to 21, I'm going to go to New York City with Dirk.
Oh, yeah?
And Dirk are going to do a trip.
Wow, bitching. How cool.
What I got to do is record Raymond for we're going to take all these sock tight songs and make an album, 10 songs, 9 song album out of it. 9 songs, but
cool.
35 minutes. And we need 2 more tunes, so we got to bring. Record Raymond. So I thought, well, we could go over there because the Afternoon Freak record just came out on the, it's called Joyful Noise Recordings, and it's some kind of subscription and curate and all this. It's already sold out. Like, people buy subscriptions. That's a new thing now, subscriptions.
Wow.
Subscriptions. So I guess, well, they kind of had it in our day. You put in a dime and they kept sending you 8 tracks.
Oh, yeah, you get
the unless you send them back. So, gonna play. I think it's called the Freak Flag Festival.
Oh, bitchin'.
And live on WFMU. By the way, Brian Turner just retired there after many, many years. WFMU.
Yeah, it's right. Just getting Dirk Tuesday. Out there too, because Dirk's
Dirk's too.
Righteous and he
got
rocks.
Got him out of town, I haven't journeyed with him in many, many years. So that'll be a trip, and we're gonna stay at Raymond's Art Place there.
Bitchin'.
Where he does his work.
Oh, cool.
So. That's a month ahead of your voyage, but it's kind of similar.
So speaking of history,
This
month we got some history going on because the Watt from Pedro show started month.
17 years, people. Can you fucking believe? Wow. And Brother Matt, you've been such inspiration for the whole fucking radio show and saved the day. You know, people got into this being a guest host. And I was driving up to Silver Lake and not knowing what the fuck I was doing. And did that a couple of years. I shut down and I thought I was out. And then Brother Matt and the good people at SiteWorks up in Portland for hosting the show. And Brother Matt bringing his expertise. Because, people, he's got a long history of radio. And in fact, I'd like to get into that. But let's ask the typical first question. What's your oldest musical recollection.
It's pretty vivid, actually. I remember cruising over to Long Beach when they had that, before the Gerald Desmond Bridge, the pontoon bridge. That sucker was scary, man. I used to have nightmares on that. Cruising to my mom's
you know,
Rambler.
Because of the tide, I heard there was many wrecks.
Yeah, drunken sailors. So many drunken sailors. There's no railings, and they just go over the edge. And the tide was low. You had to punch it uphill, man.
Right,
it was really
right.
steep. Yeah, I had nightmares on that thing. So I remember cruising in my mom's Rambler. It was like 1964 or something like that, listening to like Hard Day's Night, 8 Days a Week, first Beatles tunes on KHJ.
93 KHJ.
Yeah, the real Don Steele and those
Charlie
dudes. Tuna. Yeah. So that was my, these boots were made for walking later, but, that period there, those were my first memories.
Joe Osborne on the bass.
I always was a little bit off for the music of my times as I got older, because like I liked oldies still. I'm in junior high school when I should have been liking whatever that stuff was.
Remember when we were younger who liked 50s too? The Cholo, the lowrider.
Yeah.
They think it would kind of preserve the music.
That's a going to Dana. I always had like a appreciation of that thing. I like the Ruka Chicks.
This stuff real.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first record you bought?
Yeah, Chuck's Sound of Music.
Remember that place?
Yeah.
It was in this place called Park Western Plaza.
Yeah.
And D. Boone lived in Park Western. I lived in Park Western Estates. Mm. So you were in our part of the woods.
Yeah, uptown.
There was a record store next to the Vons.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Kenny's Shoes.
Yeah, whatever it was. There was a shoe store there. Yeah. And the place is still there. It's trippy. Totally different look, but I remember getting some Deep Purple.
Was it like Pet Store now or something?
Yeah, Petco or whatever. I bought 4 records. I still got them. I got a Creedence. It was Cosmos Factory.
Okay.
I got the House of the Holy.
Exactly.
I got a Black Sabbath, Deep Purple in Rock or Burn or something like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, those were the first LPs.
First records. You got a batch.
Yeah.
What about gig?
My first concert was Bo Diddley and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Wow, where?
At Long Beach Auditorium.
The auditorium.
Yeah, that's
torn down now, people. That was where my first gig was.
Bo Diddley with the square guitar, man.
T-Rex.
Bo Diddley rocked with the square guitar, and he had this chick playing with him.
Just two, right?
Yeah, I think so. Fucking rocked. It blew my mind. Jerry Lee Lewis was kind of in more of a country mode at that time, but he still
kind of
kicked out the
stool.
Yeah, he still had a few jams, though, and he played his hits and kicked out the stool and did his Jerry Lee trip. But, that was the first time. I saw Bo Diddley later, a couple of years after that. I was like in about 7th or 8th grade. I saw him once at Magic Mountain. Some chick puked on my back.
Whoa. Speaking of puke, outside the dumpster, I think this is a raccoon's puke. Yeah.
There's some sick raccoons around, too.
You know,
see them, like, laying around in the daytime.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, and they can survive a lot, but not everything. So they're scavengers, and I think, maybe got sick.
There's some sick seals wandering around, too, down in the parking lot. Because they don't normally get in the parking lot.
No, right? Not at all. But there's a virus that gets in their brain.
Yeah, they get that.
There was some attacks on the Strand. You know,
They get like seal pox.
They're kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's in their brain.
Mm-hmm. Right now, elephant seals. The Marine Mammal Care Center got a record 92 little elephant seals right now.
The pups, though, right?
Yeah.
Because the mamas, they lay by San Simeon.
Yeah, they're kind of impatient. They give a couple days to catch on. If the little pup don't catch on, they bail. Yeah.
I know. Or even worse, because they're so big when they conk.
Oh, they roll over.
They roll over and kill them.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, those little suckers get rolled a lot.
We're at the end of the first hour, May 18, 2000. 18, the Dishwap Pedro Show special guest, Brother Matt. Hold tight for hour 2. May 18, 2018, is the second hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
We used to drive big things, and so was nothing to us. письмо кое не зне да биде чукано. Песна која нема да биде певна, а ми радост престана да побила ноќ. Модато се замрзна мисле се појако. Којем поминувамо твоја улица, не знам како с теби кашно што се радуваш. Која боја ти је глас од кога тагуваш, ништо не видно за тебе живеам.
de mare, ma como se la tribe no mi capace, este tu na male como mata, como mata, no te mata.
Thank you. provide you with a great adventure.
Pedro Show, start off the second hour with the Triad from Roosterhead. Made the big move from Long Beach to Inglewood.
Sounds cool. Like a plan. Inglewood's a new city now. It's like with that stadium there, it's not the
who
hood
knows,
so much
knows.
Anymore.
Maybe the Roosterhead guys, they're on the tip.
Yeah.
Vasco out of Nososki with and Christina Goroska. I know the Sky and the Ski, just because the boy and the girl. Yeah, same name.
Oh,
yeah, you can have the same name, but because you're a girl, Ka, Ki with the guys.
Oh, yeah, like Thailand, too. Kap Kum Ka.
Right, right. Got to get the gender involved.
Otherwise, you mix it up, you're a lady boy.
Yeah. That's supposed to be some karma in your family, I found out.
Yeah, it's kind of normal
some
over there.
Some way back,
no
yeah,
big deal.
You got to count on that because some stuff happens.
Yeah, some cultures got to accept it.
Volanda Soba, and then Kodarashki with Mandra, Tropanitsa, the mystery of Bulgarian voices, the details, stop and dedicate some time to the sun. They're out of Romania, but they call themselves the details.
Mm-hmm.
Very heavy Romanian. A mold omen out of Balmore with Jari on left foot, SS Space Systems, upstate New York, the train left. I found out Rod Serlin was from upstate Binghamton. In fact, I found out he was 5'4", did
really?
4 packs of cigarettes.
Man, he's always standing in that cloud.
Okay. SS Space Systems. And then the Doors, Bossy Pants out of Vancouver. Four Alarm, Cat in a Tree, Kissing, Ghost Car, Dallas. And finally, Robert Pollard out of Dayton, Ohio, who's running my ranch. Taught a lot at school. But before we get into your school thing, how did you get into radio? Right, you get out of high school. Did you do any radio up to that point?
No, I had announced baseball games like Blockfield and scorekeeper announcer for the
Blockfield like, people is a little league. It's named after a doctor.
Yeah. So we'd say like batting next to right. Mike Watt. And give the crowd noise.
Right. So your first time on the mic was actually announced?
Yeah. I used to have to say down Blockfield, please don't throw rocks at the hobo. And so I've kind of been interested in radio since that THJ stuff. KMET was big at that time. And talk about people living in Pedro.
The Long Beach station? KNAC.
Yeah, I worked there after a while, but listening to KMET.
No, I mean, this is before you work it. I mean, was it your first radio at the college?
Yeah, I worked at Harbor College. But
was that before LMU?
Yeah. But before that.
You were a Seahawk.
Yeah, I was there for a bit.
And I know they had a little station.
Yeah,
right?
It was trippy, like little carrier current. You had to be in the building. Yeah, you had to be in the building to hear it. But I'd been listening to KMET, and then Ace Young, who did the news in the morning, said he'd move to Pedro. And so I sent a little message up there. He says, man, you live in Pedro. You're in my town now. If you want, like, a tour around to see Sunken City and where to smoke your socks and all these, you know, eat the burritos. And he called me. And so took him around, and he ended up being like a big brother. As I used to start going to KMET with him in the morning, and I'd help roll joints or help with the surf report or help make margaritas. Yeah. And by 10 o'clock, you'd be blitzed, but you'd be done working. And I thought, damn, I could do this. And so then at Harbor College, I'd been at Starkist. I was dialed in working there. My family was there. I'd been there my whole life. I thought I was going to be working.
You did some bunker.
I did a bunch of things, but that was bunkers came
in fact,
later.
I had chat with Rudy this morning.
Oh, he did.
He
huh?
said, "You know what? I think I saw Brother Matt because I was doing bunker work back then too."
I got some Black Sabbath shoes for Rudy.
Okay.
So
you did. I know you did a lot because you got your family with the port and a lot of people.
Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, I could do this, and I was also around that same time digging on some Minutemen. And seeing you and D. Boone and Georgie getting out into the world, spreading your Pedro-ness and doing it your way and how awesome it was and unique compared to everything else, just doing it your own Pedro style. And then I thought, well, I could give this a go here and do it my Pedro style. And if it doesn't work, I can always fall back on my cannery gig, not realizing that the canneries were going to be moving. Yeah.
Well, not out. Well, out of the country, Samoa.
So, yeah, by digging on a Minuteman kind of gave me some inspiration and to go out and try doing something beyond my little Pedro world here.
So, first Seahawk.
So I got the award at Harbor College after a year and a half for like outstanding member, and I still didn't feel like I knew anything. So I looked at where to trip on college to the next step. I thought I'd go to college and know what to do. So I figured, well, I'll keep pursuing radio.
Yeah.
And so I looked around, and Loyola Marymount and Claremont both had the coolest college radio stations at that time.
Yeah.
And so it was like a matter of, do I want to live at the beach or do I want to live in the smog?
Way far.
And so since I lived at the beach already, that was kind of a more natural thing.
Just
so
north, a little more north.
Yeah, so I transferred and ended up getting a college education and eventually even got a master's, which just was more to blow my own mind that I could do it. Because I still always thought I was just some Pedro dude, you know.
Well, you are.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no limit. There's no limit to where you can take that shit.
Yeah. So, and then getting into the radio department, those were pretty open people, right?
Yeah, for Loyola, it was that's a Catholic school.
Right.
And that really was odd going to there from being a public school guy and transferring in halfway. Everybody already knew each other and stuff. I didn't know anybody. So at the radio station, that was where the misfits were. Because that was like, they were only people playing punk rock at that time. It was like an underground station, basically, right in L.A. So you had real people. We had 3,000 watts blasting to Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really was where my education took place for college, because you're only really limited by your imagination.
Yeah, you know? But I also think they had it set up good where each cat had his own show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the program director telling everybody what to play.
Right, yeah. It was so neat going to those meetings, because every individual was an individual. They were all totally different, but they all came together with that same common cause.
Now you ended up with a blues shit.
Yeah, I did the news, because I was still digging on the news, and I dig on the blues, and so I got to do that at night, and like, just being limited by imagination, I thought, well, I'll just ask dudes if I can interview them. I went to Willie Dixon's house. I got to know him and Big Joe Turner and Papa John Creech and all these people who were always just legendary names to me.
Yeah.
I got to know them. I was like the young white dude they tripped on. I was about 22 at that time.
And then you got to introduce them to the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really neat. I did like a tripped on Jim Ladd, how he used to do his interviews.
Right,
and
he's
so
an
I kind of
radio person people.
So I just kind of put together these shows with the guys I'd interview, Roy Buchanan and Johnny Otis, whoever was coming to town or wherever I can get my hands on. I remember getting to meet Albert King. And, you know, a lot of those guys have been screwed over a lot.
Yeah.
They don't really want to, they're not going out of their way to meet some young white dude. And I said, Mr. King, can you do a promo for my show? And he says, I ain't getting paid. And I says, I don't get paid to play your music. And he says, he grabbed the mic from me. I'm Albert King. You're listening to Blue Shift.
Look, I appreciate you bringing us some Spin Cycle.
Oh, bitching. So I'm just going to jump in a blind grab and see what we got.
Wow. Shriek. I was going to do something kind of like nice and tasteful, but John says shriek. Ah! Ah! Jesus Christ. It's all part of the game, you know. Come on down here. Professional show business.
Say this. Then the universe of mucus shall stop in glory. Mr. Fuck possesses an address book full of the names and phone numbers of young women who will fuck him any day, any time of the day or night. Oh, Mr. Fuck! Oh, Mr. Fuck! With your wit and charm, you convert the ignorant young women into a pig fuck bed. Oh, Mr. Fuck, you are my hero, and you must teach me how to fuck, because ignorant, shallow young women ooze their vaginal juices for money and power and social status.
We face the increasing inevitability that we are alone in a godless, uninhabited, hostile and meaningless universe.
so much. What made you do what you just did to us today?
Well, it all started with a blind grab, and that blind grab was John Truby got it started off with the penis in hand or whatever started his thing off. I like
blind
that story.
Man's penis.
I like that story.
Yeah. Send it off, you know, make it be so, and it came back. Yeah.
So it started with him and it ended with a dude named Schmeichel who made a thumbprint CD, which was based on LSD and some didgeridoo
abos. He's been talking about using L with people at the end of life.
Oh,
have
yeah,
you heard
yeah.
about that?
Microdosing, too, is a big deal up in Silicon Valley. Yeah, a little break out of the box without tripping too hard.
Right. But also dealing with the, like, ending,
yeah, shifting.
The last act.
Yeah.
And you would think maybe it'd be a freak out, right? Ow, the scariness. But maybe not.
Mm.
That's what I've been reading.
Yeah, yeah.
People trying out with this. Look, after college, you got involved with radio, with Mersh Radio.
Yeah,
just
talk about that. Yeah, I'd usually work at like three or four stations, so I felt like I had freedom instead of being locked up into one place.
Yeah.
It also helped because most of those stations kind of sucked. It was totally a different trip.
It wasn't like when you were younger.
Yeah, there was no freedom. You got to read off the computer playlist. You know, they were spending all this money for market research and they didn't want some dude to come in and be creative and play stuff. So, so you had to read off the card. At this time you read card 5B and it says playing your favorites or coming up next, weather and traffic.
Yeah.
And then with some stations you couldn't even say the time because it was a satellite station. You had to say like 15 minutes after the hour. You couldn't say the weather, you know, because
you could be wrong.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. You're going around the world. So
it kind of pushed you out of radio.
It wasn't fun anymore. But one of those jobs, when I'd have three or four jobs, one of them ended up being, it was a cheesy place, but it was kind of interesting doing it, Columbia School of Broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a
commercials for
it. Yeah. Are you tired of your job? Yeah. It was cheesy. They'd walk down, the salesman would go down Hollywood Boulevard and just sign up homeless people.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they'd get their numbers, but they would never get the student loans back. So, but that introduced me to teaching, which was kind of fun. And then I did this head plant in the riverbed when I was working up at a station in Oregon. And it was like same time as Christopher Reeves. So it's like I'd never really been the same.
He fell off a horse?
Yeah, he fell off a horse. I dove in a spot where, I know you're not supposed to dive in rivers. And I'd already checked that place. I'd been diving in that spot all summer, but I just turned my toes a little bit. So I missed my hole and I hit this rock.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, maybe being selfish or something, just wanting to do the job for fun and get tickets for my friends. So maybe I give something back or something. So I enjoyed doing the teaching thing at the Columbian Joint. And so then that made me start doing the teacher thing. And
the head blow?
Yeah, that's what kind of caused the shift. But there were some other things in there, like doing the bunker thing and just looking for something to grab on. The bunker thing was cool because it was Pedro, and it was working out on the water, and it paid great at that time, I thought. But we went on strike. We were on strike for 9 months getting government groceries and stuff like that. And so that's when I went to school and started doing the teacher thing.
Teaching.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the second hour, May 18, 2018. Waffle Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. May 18th, 2018. It's the third hour. Waffle Pedro Show.
are never too high for me. Would you just lie with me? If we go low, would you lie with me? We're living where the good will die. The good will die, so please. Baby, be bad with me. Baby, be bad with me.
Snatching.
Watt for Pedro show, third hour. Started Yoshiaki Fujikawa and East Asia Orchestra with La Diga. Then the Vandal Poets, demo of Forlorn. Crash Landing, A Cota de la Plagu. Plague. Plagu. There was a band up in the city. What were they called? They called Subtle Plague, but we all called them Subtly Plagu. So we're so educated. A Paranoid State, End of the Line out of Holland. I don't know how to say this. I mean, I've been playing lots of his music. A tune called The Good Will Die. N8NO Face. NATO Face? Nate?
That's a good guess. NATO Face.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Nano Face? You know.
Some kind of
and
face.
And then this click. This is a Croatian guy living in Geneva, Switzerland. Doing Kirka. So you got pushed out of that zone. You're on the buck. You're back in Pedro. You start going and teaching. And that led to, what, 25 years? 30 years?
Like 27 or so.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just ended last week.
Because Brother Matt is going to have a party June 3rd.
Yeah.
It's fucking Hecho Toro. He's all done.
It's over. Yeah, I got the new hip. I figured I'd start a new life. I went back for a month, and it sucked so much. Just the bullshit was so obvious. It had been obvious for years, but it was more tolerable when I was teaching Pedro before I got shuffled off to Watts and working Nickerson Gardens. That was cultural, but it really wasn't my neighborhood. It wasn't what I committed to. I was a good team player and played, but I'm done playing. So I got my time in. I got my first check just yesterday.
Traffic.
Yeah, after walking to work, who wants to get on the freeway? I created my own school
because
right
people,
up here.
Okay, Nickerson Garden, rough neighborhood. But you got to understand, Brother Matt was teaching continuation with cats who had come back after a little roughness in life. Mm. So it's not like Pedro was the calmness station. There was roughness here, too. But, man, you just got to do some commuting here for a little while to know that it is not happening.
Yeah, man, that's a chunk of your life.
Even
you're
Jay
just wasting
doing a nose crack from Studio City.
Yeah.
Like Pat, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be four trips, right? I got to go get her, bring her down, go bring her home. I mean, she's worth it. But you're talking four trips with that plug.
Yeah.
And the way people, they're changing. It's not like in the 80s when me and Brother were more young. It's a hell ride all the time.
Yeah.
It's plugged. They're building so much downtown.
And excessive danger that you shouldn't have to be exposed to car wrecks and shit like that, crazy suckers.
You know, there was a time, people, we had a 1,000-mile system of light rail. In fact, it ended here in Pedro,
yeah,
the red car at Walker's Cafe.
Yeah.
I did a gig there, Vinny Vegas set up.
Yeah, that's cool. A cool spot. Haven't seen Vinny in a
while. Riverside to Santa Ana. I mean, it was a whole
deal everywhere
for a dime.
Mm.
You ever go down Hawthorne Boulevard and wonder why it's wide? That's because there was a red car going.
Yeah, a lot of those wide streets. That
explains it. Now retire. You put in your time. You kept a lot of cats. Many years, Teacher of the Year. Got pictures of graduating these guys. A lot of these guys, they did turn it around. Brother Matt was a big part of that. But now, a new mode. A new hip.
The party.
Yeah, the hip.
Yeah. The new hip is working way better than the old one. Yeah, I dislocated it when I was 18.
Yeah.
And it was never quite right again, but it was good enough. You know, it got me to 50 okay.
Yeah.
But then after that, it just started bone on bone grinding too much. And so
I was bueno getting the double.
Yeah, man. Man.
Same time.
That's crazy. You got a stud. Thanks for the inspiration, Gomez. He's surfing and everything, right? Yeah.
Fullerton.
Yeah.
To drive a little bit. Let's play some music.
Yeah. fever. Hey, my come again, you better stick around. Come on, your friend, get around. No one feels, no one.
Peter, so last music, Boring Life with Bo Peep out of Tokyo, Twisted Noise Association, a tune called Dwelling. They were actually Pedro musicians I didn't know about. Thank you, Phil Kokonis up in
the Turn On.
What is it, that?
Up north.
That Big Bear, that. But he's wants to come down. Mm-hmm. He's recording some tunes. So
cool, yeah, it's been a while since he was down.
And remember when he came, we just lost Brother Joe Frank.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then Repentance of Midnight, Four Dimensional Nightmare out of Seattle. $75 bill. This cat came to the Danny Frankel again. No. It was with Josh Hayden, Charlie Hayden's son, up in downtown L.A., someplace called, it was a shoe store. Yeah, like the name of the dude who sells the shoes. Like, man, I'm talking like 8th Street and Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you know, he's
right down there.
Dope town.
Yeah.
You know, it's all
chic now, huh?
Kind of.
It's a whole new city.
Patch, sell shoes.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, it was the fashion district, but there was a lot of
different. Yeah, it's a whole new town down there now.
Anyway, this cat comes up and gives me a record called $75 Bill. He's a New York City band. So Benny said. And then finally, Evil Hearted You. These guys are out of East L.A. called Dusty Trail. I dug the organ. So how are you looking now at the next chapter?
I love waking up with no alarm whenever I wake up and not having to get on the freeway to go somewhere I don't want to go to do something I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And so everything's bonus. It seemed like, with the new hip and less stress, just started dropping. Yeah, I got trips planned. I'm looking at a boat. So that'll make the backyard as big as I want, because I used to work on boats, and I've always kind of wanted a little island topper to get over to Catalina or Channel Islands.
You're not a sail, motor.
Yeah, this be power.
Skipper Jeff calls those suppositories.
Skipper Jeff's a real sailor. He got skills.
Yeah, I know. You still hit that buoy.
Well, we are having a good conversation. We are having a good conversation.
And okay, so it's the man of leisure. It looks like.
Yeah, I get to do what I want to do, and it's fun.
Well, through all these journeys, what do you think you gained? If some younger cat beginning their journeys, what would you advise on them?
To pursue your interests, dive in deep. Don't be shy, you know. And if you are shy, just don't let that stop you. You know, use it as an opportunity to. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to this guy about this because I want to. You know, I want to know. That's a big,
like sending that KMET cat.
Yeah, yeah. Or going to Willie Dixon's I want to talk to you. I want to interview you. You know, just whatever your deal is. I trip on that dude, Fatboy Slim, the DJ. Yeah. I don't know his whole story, but just a little bit I know is he was just DJing in his bedroom. He was like 40 years old before.
No, he was in a band, like a guitar band called House Martin or something like this. And he actually was like in a guitar punky band.
But I think
the record thing was his own little trip.
Yeah, and he was doing that and didn't hit till he was like 40, I think, when the whole Fatboy Slim stuff started really going off. And for a while there, he was like, man, every soundtrack you hear, every commercial is him. And for a long time, that wasn't happening. But it was just happening because he didn't stop doing what he dug on. And even if nobody else was digging on at the time, you know, you're going to be doing what you dig on, and people will either catch on or they're not. If you're doing it to become famous or something, maybe that's not the real purpose. You got to be doing it because you want to do it.
Okay, what about the thing where you find yourself in some hells?
Hells happen.
So you got to scramble.
Yeah, I remember getting this job. I thought it was going to be the perfect job, coming back to my community to run this program, doing the dropout thing and the counseling thing, which I'd been doing both, right. And it sucked. And I wanted to quit and go back to my old job, but I couldn't because I'd already quit to take this job. Yeah. It's like, I either got to find a new job or I got to make this cool. And then just by shifting that thinking, how am I going to make it cool? New opportunities start popping up. And then, you know, when you're in the right track, the universe seems like it cooperates and gives you some opportunities. You meet the person you need, or you get the call you need, or you find, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
As long as you're being committed to what you're into, you know, you're going to be tempted to do something else if you're really committed to it. But, you know, if you prove true to it, I think then things will line up and give you opportunities. And so you just got to be prepared for when opportunity presents itself. Because if you wait to get prepared, when the opportunity comes, it's going to be too late.
gets passed. And we don't know how long.
Yeah, any minute could, you know, I got to go to the funeral Saturday for a 53-year-old dude, you know, so I already figure I'm on bonus time.
Yeah.
And so that helps to kind of shift attitude and take some stress off to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, and thank you for the inspiration and influence all along the way, you know, to you and D. Boone and Georgie. And man, you prove like hard work and commitment and love can make happen, you know.
Lucky guy. But also with the radio show, without you, brother, man. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay. It's been May 18, 2018 edition of the Wap Peter Show. Thank you so much, brother, man. I love you.
Thank you. Love you back.
Okay. Good people. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.